Welcome to Harvard Business Review's case study, The CEO's Private Investigation. In this fictional case,
she wondered why the board had passed him over for the CEO job. Was it his temperament or something else? He looked around the office as he entered.
Haven't changed a thing, I see.
It's only my first day. In a month, you won't recognize the place.
Well, I can't wait to hear what sort of changes you've got in mind.
Who said anything about changes?
The board wouldn't have brought in an outsider to keep things the same.
You know, I never like to mess with success. I mean, your order book for the Sky Cruiser is over $100 billion. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, it's a lot better to be working with you than against you. Your division sure grabbed a lot of business away from Boeing in the past few years.
Well, hey, maybe we're selling a better plane.
I hope that's it.
Plus, I've got a crack sales force.
So I hear.
We're the underdog. We have to get up earlier, work longer, fight harder.
Hey, as long as everything's on the up and up, you have my unqualified support. And gratitude, for that matter.
What's that supposed to mean?
We're both grown-ups, Hank. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure I do.
I just want to make sure that no laws have been violated. I'm talking about the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act.
Is that an accusation?
Simply a statement. I won't tolerate any bribery, any payoffs to lock in deals. I want your personal assurance that nothing of this sort is going on at Hammond.
I'm not even going to dignify that.
Hank, I wanted you to be the first to know that I'm planning to launch an internal investigation to make sure no laws are being violated.
That's some kind of threat?
Not at all. Call it a heads up.
You can't be serious.
Deadly.
Matilda transferred you?
Yes, back to sales. I've been replaced by Jim Michelson. So much for my career.
What happened?
She told me she misjudged my ability to work with Stan. Like, Stan is the only one who matters in this company. Apparently, nothing moves forward without Stan, and a major domestic customer is counting on a third quarter release. So, if one of us had to go, I guess it had to be me.
Stan the man. He's got the power.
That isn't the worst of it. The day I got transferred, I was walking by the product development conference room, and the door was ajar. I could see Stan and his project managers with smug looks on their faces, and one of them started singing, "Ding dong, the witch is dead." What did I do to deserve that?
Why are you so pleased with yourself?
Well, I just received a check for $2,000 from my insurance company.
For what?
Oh, for my garage. It was destroyed in the storm.
What garage?
Oh, my garage.
You don't have one. How can you possibly claim insurance?
Well, I did have one. It was destroyed in the storm of 1990.
And did you not get an insurance payout then?
Well, of course I did, but that doesn't stop me from claiming every time there's a bad storm. Hey, this is my fifth payout.
Is there still an exception process?
Actually, I heard that the IT division is planning to ask for an exception.
Really? So I'm not the only one?
No, but things could get tight this year. The stock price is down. But, Barbara, you seem to have the magic touch when it comes to problems like this.
I'm not sure how many more magic tricks I can pull off. Thanks for the update.